This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. U.S. forces are in Baghdad. This according to verified eyewitness reports. NPR's Anne Gerrels joins us from Baghdad. Annie, thanks for being with us, and tell us what you've seen.
Well, in an area of Baghdad called Dora, which is in the south on the edge of the city, just past that, I saw an American tank burning and an APC had been destroyed, but there were far more Iraqi tanks and vehicles, Iraqi heavy artillery, anti-aircraft. All of that had been destroyed and was burning in the streets because of security reasons, and the place was crawling with Iraqi troops. It was very difficult to talk to people, but one man said that the Iraqis are having to walk now back and forth out of the city because the roads are blocked. People are fleeing. And they said they fled along with American tanks and APCs, armored personnel carriers. They walked alongside them. They said in astonishment. They reported seeing up to 20 American vehicles. They said as many as 500 American troops. They said they heard Apaches overhead.
What about Iraqi resistance?
Well, in another place, a district in Baghdad called Police 4, which is near the airport, residents there say that Republican Guard fled from the airport area, came through their neighborhoods. They reported that their units had surrendered, and these are the special forces of the Republican Guard. This particular Iraqi was despondent and just said, "We've lost, we are losers."
So this wasn't a strategic retreat. This was running. This was surrendering.
That's correct. Despite what the information minister said today, I mean, in a statement that is even more at odds with reports coming from everyone else, he said that, in fact, Iraq had taken back the airport. He promised to take us to the airport in a matter of a couple of hours when the Iraqis had mopped it up. But other Iraqi officials said to me privately as we left the briefing, "Don't you dare go near the airport unless you want to die. The fighting is very fierce. The Americans are still in control." And in fact, the Iraqi information minister said, "Go to Yarmouk, which is an area near the airport. You'll see everything's fine." Well, we did go to Yarmouk. When we got there, we were turned away because there's been so much fighting and so much damage to Iraqi forces. And we tried to go to the hospital. They turned us away, too, because the hospital, a civilian hospital, is now full of military casualties. And indeed, at another civilian hospital that I did get into, they were supposed to be only civilian casualties there. And I spoke to one patient, allegedly a civilian, who said, "Oh, I'd just been in my house when I was bombed by the Americans." And I said, "Well, I hope, do you have painkillers?" At that point, his father couldn't resist himself, interrupted and said, "My son is tough. He's a member of the Republican Guard." Well, it turned out that officers, units, whatever, had been in the neighborhood when they were attacked.
NPR's Anne Gerrels in Baghdad, thanks so much.
Thank you.